If you don't have routine, it's like building a house not on a solid foundation. It's like building your house on the sand. Everything is going to feel shaky and unstable and, most importantly, unsustainable.
You got porn in your pocket, meaning anywhere, anytime, all day long.
And Job said, I've made a covenant with mine eyes.
What do you have to do? What lengths do you have to go to? Whatever it is, get it out of your life. Stop it.
You fight it as though your very life were threatened, which it is.
But it's not about fighting by yourself. It's about fighting with brothers who are right there with you. And I am one of them. We are in this together because this is Fight Club. God has blessed me with a lot of amazing seasons of life, and I'm very grateful for all of them. But there's one especially that I look back on the most fondly, and that's the first time that I ever truly broke free, that I ever started to actually live in freedom from lust and from all of this bondage. It was awesome. It was the greatest I've ever felt. And seriously, when I think back on my life, everything else pales in comparison to that season. Everything was clearer. Everything was literally brighter. I remember going on walks and just seeing the colors so much more vibrant than I usually do. Now, there were a lot of other things in that season of life that made it amazing, but freedom was absolutely the foundational part of just how awesome that era was. It was great. But then some life events happened, some unexpected problems, and a new season of life started, and I was thrown right back into my old ways. I was dragged right back into bondage, and it sucked. And I remember just being so hopeless. About 2 months after I was at the peak of my life, just living the absolute best that I've ever lived, feeling completely and totally free, I was the lowest I've ever been. And the highs and lows really got to me, and I was just sitting there. I remember one specific time I was sitting in my failure, just absolutely ashamed that I was back in this bondage, back in this terrible place that I said I would never be in again, and I thought I was totally free of, and thinking, what went wrong? What happened? What am I doing differently? What do I need to go back to get back to that place of absolute freedom? I wanted it so badly, but I had no clue how to get back there. It was helpless. It was hopeless, and I can't tell you how terrible that was. And then somehow I remembered one of the fundamental things that I was doing differently when I was living in freedom that I wasn't doing during that time of just utter failure in my life. And that was routine. Routine was the only difference that I could think of in my life. Everything else in my life was going great. There were a couple more problems than there was back in that huge era of freedom. But for the most part, everything else was the same. I was doing everything else that I knew I should have been doing. But there was one thing missing, and that one thing was routine. And I got to tell you, I don't want to get on my soapbox here. I know that sometimes I get a little worked up and passionate about things that I'm talking about when it comes to this fight. But routine is one of those things that I think every single person on the planet should get into, because it's such a foundational part of living life well. It's such a foundational part of living a life of victory and of freedom. It may sound weird, but disciplining yourself and controlling your time and doing things every single day the exact same way is actually the highest form of freedom. It's not a different form of bondage. It's literally the greatest thing that you can do. And I really, really think that in your battle, it can make a huge difference and it can do wonders. So I want to preface with one thought, and that's, there is no secret sauce to breaking free from freedom or from lust. There is no secret sauce. There's no secret formula, no one thing, no right prayer or no right mindset or this one tactic that's going to change everything for you. Nothing is just going to like that break you free. That doesn't happen. That's not how this works. It's something that takes a lot of time and effort. And there's a lot of things that you need to master in order to truly break free from this. But routine is kind of like the foundation of a house, right? If what we're trying to do is build a life of freedom, a life of victory, routine is the foundation. It doesn't set you free, but it sets the table for everything else that we're going to learn and everything else that we're going to do to truly break free. If you don't have routine, it's like building a house not on a solid foundation. It's like building your house on the sand. Everything is going to feel shaky and unstable and, most importantly, unsustainable. If you don't have routine, you don't have that base layer where everything else can be built on top of, then every single day you're going to be teetering back and forth on failure, because the way that you're approaching life isn't structured. The way that you're approaching life is so wishy-washy, is so back and forth that you're just vulnerable all the time. Routine is a way that you can set yourself up for victory every single day. It is a foundation that is unshakable and that allows you to build on other things that truly do break you free from lust. So I just wanted to preface with that. Routine isn't going to totally break you free, but it's that foundation that is totally going to make a difference in your life. So what is routine? Routine is the ultimate form of discipline. A lot of times when guys hear discipline, and this is what I believe personally, is discipline is, you know, punishment to some extent. You think about like when your parents disciplined you when you were growing up. Or discipline is, you know, this trying super hard. I think about like the David Goggins of the world. These are like ultra disciplined guys who are just go, go, go. And it's like, man, your life's going poorly. Good. You know what I mean? It's like, okay, for some, you know, maybe that speaks your language or whatever. But for me personally, I was like, all right, that seems like a life of hell. A life of discipline seems like a life of hell. But it's really not. Routine is the ultimate form of discipline. It's controlling yourself, controlling your day, controlling your time, not to make your life hell, not to make you hate everything that you do every single day, but to set yourself up for great things, to live a life of self-control where you are no longer a victim of everything that happens to you, but you are in control of your day and of your time and of everything that you do. And you're not just sitting there taking hits constantly. You're actively setting yourself up for great things. So, routine is not punishment. It's not this maximum effort, Navy SEAL type mindset. It's doing the little things right every single day. It's not this one moment of massive heroism, this one moment of massive self-control where it's just like you kind of bring it all together and it's like the climax of an action movie where it's like, this is my moment, I'm breaking free right now. That's not what discipline is. That's not what routine is. That's not what freedom is. True discipline is doing the little things right every single day. And routine is how you do that. Look, lust thrives in the gaps. It absolutely loves the unstructured hours, the free afternoons, the bored Sunday evenings, and the time when you have nothing to do and nowhere to be. Routine is your way to combat that. Routine is your way to structure your day so that lust doesn't have the opportunity to take advantage of those free gaps, of that unstructured free time. It has no power to throw you into something because you don't know what to do next. Routine is always having something to do next. And a good routine has a lot of elements. And I want to break down what are the biggest to me and what I think can be the most helpful for you. These are the things that I try to practice every single day because they just work. They set me up for freedom well. They set me up for victory. And they make it so that lust doesn't have the opportunity to sneak its way into my day and to absolutely spiral me into failure. So let's break down the elements of a good routine. And it starts with one thing that honestly, it was the hardest for me to accept when I was starting this journey and when I started to set up my solid routine. And that is you need to have a set wake-up time and a set lights-out time every single day. Yes, that's right. I am telling you that you need a bedtime. As weird and as stupid and honestly as silly and childish as that sounds, it's not. It is something that absolutely sets the table for the rest of your day every single day. Because when you cheat your sleep, when you aren't fully rested every single day, you're vulnerable. Your brain literally doesn't work as well as it should when you are working off of 6 or 5 or however many hours of sleep. When you're tired, you're vulnerable. And setting a set lights out time and a set wake up time stops that entirely from being a weakness that lust can exploit to drag you back into it. I mean, think about it. The last time that you failed, I guarantee you beforehand, you probably weren't well rested. It stops your rational mind from doing what it needs to do to tell you that no, lust is not what I want to do today. But past that, one of the most powerful things that you can do for your battle is to have a deadline for every single day. Everything else that we're going to talk about in this routine now has a deadline, because if you don't knock out everything in your routine before your set bedtime, well, you just screwed up. So instead of it being like, you know, oh, I have the whole night to do whatever I need to do and we'll see what happens. And then you find yourself stumbling into lust. Now it's like, oh no, it's 9 p.m. I still have these disciplines that I need to knock out. This part of my routine's not done yet. Let me go take care of those things. All of a sudden it's bedtime and boom, that's your night. Where lust could have otherwise attacked, it has no power because you set these guardrails that keep you from having that opportunity to fall into those unstructured free times. So having a set lights out time is absolutely critical. And you really have to hold yourself to it. It's going to feel stupid and weird at first, but eventually it's going to become so natural and so needed that your body's going to be like, oh shoot, it's 11 p.m. I guess it's time to go to bed. And you're going to feel tired and you're going to want to go to sleep. And it's going to make your battle so much easier. And when you wake up at the same time every day, number one, you can control how your morning looks. You're not like panicking and running around stressed that you're going to be late for school or late for work or late for whatever. You can actually take the time to do good things things that set you up well for the day, things we're going to talk about later, and you're not rushed and you're not stressed, those sorts of feelings often lead you to lust anyways. And by setting those guardrails that keep you asleep at a certain time and awake at a certain time, takes away all of that unnecessary chaos in your day. It's that structure. And this sets up everything else that we're going to talk about today. So from today on, no matter what, don't make excuses unless there is a crazy circumstance that really means you have to stay out late or you have to get up really early. You should be going to bed and getting up at the exact same time every single day. For me, it's 11 p.m. 11 p.m. is lights out. That's it. That's the end of my day. I'm going to bed and I'm up at 7:30 every day. That gives me plenty of time. Even if I'm not sleeping well, it gives me enough time in that span to get a good night's sleep no matter what. So starting today, go to bed and wake up at the exact same time. Get that bedtime going. It's going to be good for you. Now, the second thing that you absolutely need in your routine is both a morning thing and evening thing, and that is time with God. This is your opportunity to ground yourself. This can look like Bible reading, prayer, meditation, maybe a walk, just putting on worship music and singing out, or just even laying on your back and letting it all wash over you. Whatever it may be, it is absolutely vital for you to give God time in your day every single day. This is your opportunity, one, to remind yourself of what you're fighting for and who is fighting with you. And two, it's your opportunity to grow in your relationship with God. Look, we're here to break free from lust. We're here to find freedom, of course. But our true purpose here is to pursue God. And God just wants a relationship with you. He just wants to talk to you every single day. He wants the opportunity to get to know you. And he wants you to get to know him. So make time for it, even if it's just 15 minutes in the morning and 15 minutes in the evening. Take that time to ground yourself, to find the space to slow everything down, to turn off the distractions and everything else that's vying for your attention and your energy and your time, and just give it to God. Be totally, totally committed to that quiet time where it's just you and God. In that meditative state, just slowing down and being like, God, I just want to be here with you. I want you to speak to me. I want to speak to you because I know that I need this. I need this to be reminded of what I'm here for and to be reminded that I'm not alone and that you're here with me. And that I can have victory. Because if you stop doing that, if you're not pursuing God, if you're not reminding yourself daily of what you're doing here and what the whole purpose is behind this and what your true purpose in life is, lust and the little lies that it speaks are gonna get louder and louder and louder. It's not gonna come all at once. It's gonna be little chips that are chipping away at your integrity day after day after day. Every day that you don't spend with God is a day that lust gets a little bit closer to the center of your heart. And as soon as it gets there, you know how that story ends. You're gonna fall right back into it. So find a way to ground yourself every single day. Whatever it is that works for you. Maybe you don't like to read. Maybe that's you read a lot during the day like I do at work and sometimes it's tiring. That's okay. You don't have to read every day. It's good to read, but even if you just want to pop on the audio version and just listen to the Bible a little bit, that's still good. That's still getting God's truth into your mind. Instead of filling it with more YouTube shorts or Netflix or hanging out with friends that aren't good for you, instead of doing all that all day, every day, give God some intentional time. Where you can just be with him and he can be with you. And you can learn from him and you can just find that inner peace that he gives. Because God's peace is greater than anything this world can offer. So make time for that every single day, morning and evening. Morning time is for you to prepare for the hits. And evening time is for you to let all the hits wash off of you. It's absolutely vital and you have to do it every single day. And the third thing that absolutely needs to be in your routine is journaling. Now this one may sound weird. If you don't like journaling, you might be tempted to tune out right now, which I get. I hate journaling. It's my least favorite activity in the world. I feel like my mind goes so much faster than my hand, and I just get stressed out trying to write down everything that I'm thinking of, and I hate it. It's the worst, but it's absolutely critical. Look, transformation and freedom is a sequence. It's not an event, and every time that you refuse to write down an observation that you have or a thought or a trigger or something that you've realized, every time you refuse to write that down, you're actively hurting your battle. Because you're going to forget it. I can't tell you how many times in my own battle I've realized, like I'll have a realization, be like, oh, that's really interesting. That has huge ramifications for my battle. And if I didn't know that, I would be stuck in a couple of these spirals that I've been stuck in for a long time. But if I don't write it down, I forget that realization. And then what has happened is months later, I'll have the same realization and be like, oh my gosh. I knew this already. I already had this realization, but because I didn't write it down, my memory just wiped it. And I kept falling into those spirals that led me back to lust, that led me back to temptation, that led me back to bondage. And I could have completely avoided it. For months, I was living in a way that I knew was wrong, but I had completely forgotten why. I forgot that deeper aspect of it because I refused to write it down. So don't do that. Be intentional. Write down everything. You don't have to sit down and do a full journal every night, but have a journal on hand, whether it's a physical one or just a note in your phone. And every observation you have, no matter what you're doing during the day, write it down. It will do wonders. I promise you, the more you write down, the more you're going to learn. And the more you learn, the less things are going to have power over you. You're just going to start chipping away at all the lies that the enemy is telling you and all the things that lust does to sneakily get into your life. And you're going to be able to truly understand your battle in a way that you had never have in the past. So please, 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 I can't tell you how important this is. Start a journal. Now, I do think it is worthwhile to do a journal at least every once in a while, like handwritten. But for me, what was absolutely critical in my battle was I started doing a video journal because I hate writing so much. What I would do is every single night, I would open my camera app and I would just do a vlog basically where I would just go through the check-in. I would say I would answer the four questions and I would just talk about my day. And even that little exercise of just getting it all off my chest did wonders for my battle. It allowed me to look ahead better, to see things that I need to be worried about moving forward and things that I'd be prepared for. And also helped me to look backwards to see like, oh man, I'm really tempted today, but if I look back and I watch my journals for the last week, I can see where that's coming from. Oh, there's this stressful event that happened right here. And then there's this thing that I know that's coming up ahead that I wouldn't have otherwise connected. And then I realize, like, oh man, these are one thing. I'm feeling stressed right now and I need a coping mechanism to an outlet to get rid of all that stress. And I'm turning to lust. That's where that's coming from. I wouldn't have otherwise noticed that if I didn't journal. So journaling is your way to write down your observations, write down your triggers, write down everything that's going on in your life, and it keeps a record, and it's like hitting the save button on one of those level-based video games. You know, you go from level 1 to level 2 to level 3, and you spend all this time fighting and getting far along, but if you don't hit save, it erases all your progress. Your journal is your save button. So every single day, make an effort to write something down. It doesn't have to be multiple pages, even if it's just a couple lines. I promise you, it will be worth it. And the final one, at least of the foundational things that absolutely need to be in your routine, is exercise. Now, I'm not trying to be David Goggins here or any of those other influencers that say, you know, you need to get in the gym 3 times a day or do 75 hard or whatever that is. You don't need to do that, but you do need to move every single day. Now, if that's a full gym session, if that's your thing, go for it. That is awesome. That's going to be good. It helps you to learn to discipline your body. It teaches your flesh that your mind is the one that's in charge, that you aren't a victim of every urge that your body desires it wants, but you're actually in control of what your body does. It's a great way to practice that. But again, it doesn't have to be a full gym session. It doesn't have to be going on a brutal run or doing anything like that. I mean, it's good to get out and exercise and to do hard things, of course. But even if it's just 50 push-ups in your room, that alone will help to burn off some of that restless energy that would otherwise turn into lust. And again, it will help to train your mind to realize that, oh, I'm in charge. I'm in charge. My body, even if I have an urge that feels overwhelming and feels like I have to give into it, I don't. Exercise is just a great way to incrementally increase your self-discipline, your self-control. And again, it burns off that restless energy and it's just good to get your body moving every day. The way that I do this in my routine is by doing 100 push-ups every day. No more and no less. I have kind of a obsessive personality. And so if I try to go to the gym, it will absolutely spiral me actually back into lust because I'll get like super OCD about things and that's just not good for me. So I just set that benchmark. I don't go less. I don't go more. It's 100 push-ups every single day. I do four sets of 25 every single day. And it's just a great way to burn off some of that restless energy, to remind my body that my mind is the one that's in charge. And honestly, to just feel better about myself. You just feel better when you're active. You feel better when you're healthy. And it's a great way that you can encourage victory in your life. So those are the core aspects of a good routine. Waking up and going to sleep at the same time every single day. Doing something to ground yourself and to spend time with God every day. Journaling and exercising. If you can do those four things every single day, you will set yourself up very, very well for victory. So I encourage you to take some time today and intentionally write out exactly what you want to do and exactly what you think is going to be helpful to set the table for victory moving forward and to do it every single day. The way that I keep track of it is I just have a reminder every single day in my phone for each of those disciplines. I have one that goes off every day, and that one's my alarm. I have one that goes off in the morning for my Bible reading time in the morning. I have one that goes off right when I get home from work that tells me that I need to do my exercise. I have one that goes off like 2 hours before my bedtime that tells me to do my reading. And I have one that tells me it's bedtime. And I can't tell you how impactful that has been. It was one of the fundamental things that I did when I first broke free. And since breaking free again, it has been absolutely crucial in my battle. So I beg you, please set up your routine. And there's a couple other things you can add to it. You know, your routine is your routine. Make it whatever you need to make it to be successful. Some of the things that you can do is read. One thing I had in my routine was read 10 pages a day. It was just good for me to, in case I had free time, to just stay away from, you know, scrolling endlessly on the internet or doing anything, you know, like watching YouTube or Netflix or anything like that. It was another great habit that I could build. I also just wanted to read more. I think it's good for you. Another one is just to set aside time every day for a favorite hobby. I love to throw darts. It's one of my favorite. Just like, you can spend like 15 minutes just throwing darts. Maybe you do something like that. Whatever your hobby is, make some time for it as a good way to kind of give yourself some positive dopamine and allow yourself. Just, it's a fun activity before you go to bed or something like that. Another one is call a friend every single day. You know, anything that you need to do, whatever else may be helpful in setting your routine. Just the important thing is that you do it every single day. Look, lust attacks when you are weak, but routine reduces the opportunity for that weakness. Routine doesn't solve your problem. It sets the table for everything else. Like I said, it's the foundation. This is not going to set you free, but it is going to allow you to have the structure and the guardrails to do the other things that do really, really have a deep impact when you're actually fighting lust in the day to day. So please, set a routine today. But there's one other thing that I want to talk about, one little caveat here that I think everyone needs to be careful of, because I was a victim of this the first time that I did it, and it led to burnout, which is even more dangerous. And this is the point. When it comes to routine, the most important metric is consistency. Nothing matters more than consistency. Even if your routine is a little bit less, a little bit weaker, not as quite as structured or whatever it may be, as long as you can do it every single day, that is what matters. You're not trying to become David Goggins overnight. You're not trying to be a Navy SEAL. You're not trying to just have this massive burst of discipline all of a sudden where you're going to do all these crazy things every single day. You know, you're not going to do a 2-hour workout every day. You're not going to go run a half marathon. You're not going to read a full book every week. All these things, you don't want to like overdo it. You don't want to set these huge goals and these ambitious things in your routine that are going to make you burn out. Burnout is your enemy. The whole goal is consistency. The only metric that matters is consistency. Can you do it on your worst day and on your best day? That's what matters. Can you be consistent? Can you do it every single day? The most dangerous thing you can do with your routine is make it so hard, make it a mountain that you cannot climb so that you give up before you ever reach the summit. That's not what you want to do, because if you burn out, all the work that you've done to set up a good routine and everything else that we're going to talk through is going to be useless, because you're going to burn out and be so jaded and annoyed and frustrated with how just how difficult and annoying your life became because of how difficult you made your routine. You're just going to give up. And you're going to give up and go back to lust, because you're going to be like, you know what? Freedom isn't worth it. It's way too hard. It's not. It's not. Your routine can be really, really simple. It can be 15 minutes of reading the Bible in the morning, 15 minutes of prayer at night, going to bed at 10 p.m. and waking up at 7. It can be not hard at all. It can be something that is so easy and doesn't take a lot of time. It doesn't take a lot of effort, but it does make all the difference. So I encourage you, don't make it too weak to the point where it's not a routine at all and it doesn't actually help you, but don't go overboard. Don't make it something that's so hard that it's going to make you want to quit. That's not what we want to do here. We want to build for consistency, because freedom doesn't come from just one really hard day of hard work. It's not where it comes from. It comes because you didn't stop. Freedom comes because you built a routine and you stuck to it every single day. Routine and freedom and victory and all of it comes down to doing the little things right every single day. So stay consistent in the small things. And the big things, including victory and freedom, will take care of themselves.